السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. صدق الله العظيم. Some of the occasions on which duas are accepted and most accepted, one of it is upon the khatam of the Quran Sharif. So this journey which commenced at the beginning of Ramadan, in Taraweeh we commenced with the recitation of the Quran Sharif. With the fazl of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, with this ihsan we completed tonight. It is the 29th night, it is the month of Ramadan, and it's the completion of the Quran Sharif. And in such a large crowd of this kind, where we do not know how many people are already purified in their hearts due to the extensive or intensive effort that they made during the month of Ramadan through their fasting, through their tilawat of the Quran Sharif, through their zikrullah, through their istighfar, through their tawbah. Now such a majma is going to pick up their hands and beg of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Then why should we have any doubt that those du'as are not going to be accepted? We should have yaqeen that they are going to be accepted. But then we always have to keep those three, four things in mind, which has been mentioned many times. Acceptance of the du'a is one thing, and then receiving is another thing. Sometimes Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives exactly what we ask for. Sometimes He gives us something better in return. Although we may not even consider that what we have received in return is something better, but Allah Ta'ala knows that that is better for the person. Sometimes a person is asking for a lot of some material things and he didn't get anything of what he was begging. But he got the tawfiq of something that he was never doing in his life, and that is shedding some tears before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and begging of His favors, or making two rakats namaz, or making tahajjud, or making istighfar, tawbah, whatever. We do not know what is better. Allah Ta'ala only knows what is better for us. He will give it to us. And sometimes we are not conscious, but Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala knows that this person was now going to meet up with an accident. He was going to face this difficulty or that hardship. Now the dua that he was making was for his headache and for his stomachache and for his other problems. But that did not materialize. He is still sick, but in the meantime, that serious accident that the person could have met, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, because of the barakat of those du'as that he made, Allah ta'ala saves him from that. Oh, Allah ta'ala will keep it for the akhirat, and He will give in the hereafter so much that the person would wish that no du'a was accepted in this world. So we should not be despondent, we should not lose hope, we should not feel that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is not listening. If He is not going to listen, who else is going to listen? He is the only one where we are not asked to pay any kind of fees for connection. There is no connection fees, nothing. There is no airtime expiry. There is no such thing as no signal. Any moment, any time, every time, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is watching, is listening. His mercy knows no bounds, no limits. This Quran Sharif is full of mercy. It is hidayat, it is guidance. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, look at Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's condition when he to receive wahi. It is very heavy, this Quran Sharif. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made it easy for us. We cannot have that kind of heart that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had. Allah ta'ala, with the barakat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, made it easy for us to also memorize that same Quran Sharif that came upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. That Quran Sharif which came upon the heart of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, is it different from that which we are memorizing and by hearting? So what a great nisbat. People talk about nisbat, that we must have some kind of connection. What a kind of connection is this, that exactly the same Quran Sharif which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam received. As Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, over 23 years he brought the Quran Sharif down upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And now we have it in one cover, from cover to cover, we learn it, read it, by heart it. So Quran Sharif khatam is one occasion when du'as are most accepted. But the purpose and the maqsad and the objective must not be forgotten. Why was the Quran Sharif revealed, as we discussed in the night of Qadr also? That we have to make Qadr of this whole Quran Sharif. We have to read the Quran Sharif, understand the Quran Sharif, make amal on the Quran Sharif and propagate the message of the Quran Sharif. Ilahi hame phir aamine Quran kar de. Ilahi hame phir aamine Quran kar de. Phir naye sire se musalma ko musalma kar de. وہ پیغمبر جسے سرتاج رسول کہتے ہیں وہ پیغمبر جسے سرتاج رسول کہتے ہیں اس کی امت کو ذرا تابع فرما کر دے. You say, oh Allah, make us once again, make the whole ummat once again تابع of the Quran Sharif, followers of the Quran Sharif. The Quran Sharif is the most neglected book in our homes. It is not a book, it is a kalam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But it is the most neglected now. There's so much of media things that we have got, that we got no time for the Quran Sharif anymore. There was a time when our old people, when they used to get up, the first thing in the homes we used to hear was Quran Sharif. Go to India and go to those villages where at one time in the morning after Fajr, if you start from one end of the masjid and go to the other end, then you will find outside people are sitting on their beds and everywhere you just hear Quran Sharif, Quran Sharif. And those same hopes, unfortunately, many, many of them now with the coming of the television, so programs on different stations are being watched early part of the morning. Our Fajr also now starts with all kinds of programs. So this Quran Sharif was to be recited. It was some great ni'mat that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave to us. Why else would Hazrat Ikramah radiyallahu ta'ala, and he just picks up the Quran Sharif, say, Haza kalamu rabbi, haza kalamu rabbi, this is the kalam of my Rabb, my Lord, my sustainer. And he collapses. There must have been something. Why did Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam stand and read so much of Quran Sharif? Why did the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala read so much of Quran Sharif? This Quran Sharif came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and it will remain till the day of Qiyamah. In this Quran Sharif, there's guidance in every aspect of our life, there's guidance. It is hidayat, it is for hidayat. So if a person does not take hidayat from the Quran Sharif, if the person does not use the Quran Sharif for the purpose that it was revealed, then it means that he is showing injustice. That Allah Ta'ala is giving such a great ni'mat, such a great bounty, and He is not making qadr and He is not appreciating this bounty. Dunya ne deen ko bula rakha hai, ghaflat ki neend mein sula rakha hai. Is daur mein khush naseeb wo hai akbar, jisne Quran Majeed khula rakha hai. Dunya ne deen ko bula rakha hai, غفلت کی نیند میں سلا رکھتا ہے اس دور میں خوش نصیب وہ ہے اکبر جس نے قرآن مجید کھلا رکھتا ہے. That person is the fortunate person in this door, in this time, in this zamana, who has got the Quran Sharif open before him. The Quran Sharif is guiding him along. The Quran Sharif is the noor for him. The Quran Sharif is the imam for him. Therefore, in one dua, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, Allahumma arhamni bil Qur'an il azim. Waj'alhu li imamam wa nooram wa hudam wa rahma. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, make this Quran Sharif. With the barakat of the Quran Sharif, have mercy upon me. Now, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself was rahmatul lil alameen. What other mercy was there in short of? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself was rahmatul lil alameen. Mercy unto the worlds. So he is teaching us, Allahumma arhamni bil Qur'an al-azim, the barakat of this Quran Sharif. Ya Allah, have mercy upon me. So if you want mercy, then the Quran Sharif. And then waj'alhu li imam. He is saying, make this Quran Sharif my imam. Waj'alhu li imamu wa nuram wa hudam wa rahmah. Who is an imam? The imam is the one that we follow. Now if the imam is going into ruku and we going into sajda, imam going into sajda, we making qiyam. Everything opposite if we do, can we call him the imam? Then we will say he's our ghulam. How can he be imam then? And that is our ghulam, he's our slave. That we are not obeying him. We follow the imam in ruku, in sajda, in everything. So Quran Sharif is guide, it is an imam, it is a leader. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, make it my imam. That's all for us, that we must make the Quran Sharif our imam. It must be our leader, it must be our guide. It must be the light and noor. Read the whole Quran Sharif, there's so much of noor. In the ayat there's noor, in the amal there's noor, in the kissing of the Quran Sharif there's noor, in the picking up of the Quran Sharif there's noor, in the opening of the Quran Sharif is noor, looking into it is noor. Everything of Quran Sharif is nothing but noor. Everything of the Quran Sharif. The person who has got the Quran Sharif has got noor in his life. So he says, make it noor and make it hidayah, the guidance for me. And make it mercy for me. So this Quran Sharif, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in the same dua then he says, وَرْزُقْنِي تِلَاوَتَهُ آنَاءَ اللَّيْلُ وَأَطْرَافَ النَّهَارِ. That the tilawat of the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala must make it like rizq. Warzuqni. What is rizq? Sustenance. A person searches for sustenance. And we are also told that the person will not die until his sustenance doesn't reach him. So the Quran Sharif must become like that. That the person just cannot do without the Quran Sharif. But without going into all those details and the virtues which you have been listening and the whole purpose of the recitation was to understand and make amal. So there are so many virtues. Look at, read the Fazail of Quran Sharif in different kitab, in the kitab of the Shaykh Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, and see how much of virtues they are. Because it was through the obedience and following of the Quran Sharif that Allah Ta'ala gave elevation. Allah Ta'ala gave elevation to the ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And when we are going to disobey, then the person will start coming down. The solution to the problem, everybody is saying the Quran Sharif, Quran Sharif, everywhere, any bayan, any conference, any jalsa, any station you look and listen, everywhere we will say Quran Sharif is for our guidance and for our hidayat. But what does that mean? Does it mean that if we just listen and we go to sleep, then it will become our guidance? Immediately after, go to Pakistan, go to some other countries with Islamic, so-called Islamic radio stations. What happens there? First they start off with tilawat of the Quran Sharif, then there will be a little bit of tafsir. And then they will say, Quran Sharif was revealed for our guidance, for our hidayat. And it is only obedience to Allah Ta'ala and following the teachings of the Quran Sharif and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that you will get success and elevation. And after that is finished, they say, now listen to so and so actress, her film song. Immediately after that, sing song starts, film song starts, drama starts, everything starts. And it goes on and on. Whether it's radio, television, everywhere. Those people who watch it, they may be knowing. So this is the condition for those who just read the programs. They will see that immediately after that Quran Sharif tilawat, then all the other dramas and everything else. So how do we then expect a mixture of halal and haram? And then we say, now we want the effect of this. حج کعبہ بھی کیا گنگا کا اشنام بھی خوش رہے رحمان بھی راضی رہے شیطان بھی. So that's all. We want such a kind of deen in which Allah also stays happy with us and shaitan also stays very happy. You are a good person. Never mind, make that little bit of namaz and little bit of tilawat, but as long as you don't follow the Quran Sharif, you obey me, I'm happy too. So therefore this night is a Mubarak night, 29th night, completion of the Quran Sharif. So let us make dua, deep-hearted dua. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala must give us the tawfiq of amal. Allah Ta'ala must give us the tawfiq of amal on the Quran Sharif. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. Oh my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, my most forgiving Allah, most compassionate, most loving, most forgiving Allah. My beloved Allah, we have completed the Quran Sharif in the Taraweeh prayers. We haven't been able to do justice to the recitation of the Quran Sharif. My beloved Allah, we haven't been able to do justice to the recitation of the Quran Sharif. But you are most forgiving, you dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners who turn towards you with repentance. My beloved Allah, we are turning towards you. Forgive each and every one of us. Forgive each and every one of us. Forgive our minor sins and major sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly in the light of day or darkness of nights. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, your doors of maghfirat are open, your doors of mercy are open. You dearly love forgiveness, therefore we are turning towards you. The more we beg of you, the more pleased and happy you become. My beloved Allah, the more we beg of you, the more pleased and happy you become. One of the occasions for the acceptance of du'as is the completion of the Quran Sharif. My beloved Allah, we are begging of you. Forgive each and every one of us. Forgive the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Overlook the shortcomings, the weaknesses and faults of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, open the doors of mercy for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Forgive the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, we are extremely weak servants of yours. Forgive all our errors and mistakes that we committed in the recitation of the Quran Sharif. Forgive the deficiencies that we had, my beloved Allah. We were not able to show the azmat to the Quran Sharif as it should have been so. Ya Allah, we have not been able to have that kind of aqeedah, that kind of azmat and muhabbat of the Quran Sharif. Oh my beloved Allah, we have been most negligent in this field. The Quran Sharif is not being recited as it should be recited. We haven't made an effort to understand the Quran Sharif. We haven't made an effort to practice upon the Quran Sharif. We haven't made an effort to propagate the message of the Quran Sharif. My beloved Allah, all these are our mistakes, our errors, our shortcomings. But who else can we present our shortcomings to except you, my Allah? You are the one who can forgive. There is no one else that can forgive, my beloved Allah. Therefore, we are seeking from you total forgiveness of all our mistakes and errors. My beloved Allah, give us the tawfiq to continue with the recitation of the Quran Sharif even after Ramadan. To understand the Quran Sharif and make amal on it. My Rahim, Kareem Allah, bless us with the barakat and the rahmat of the Quran Sharif. Make it an imam for us, my beloved Allah. Make it an imam for us, my beloved Allah. Make the Quran Sharif noor and hidayat for us. Make the Quran Sharif noor and hidayat for us. Oh my beloved Allah, make the Quran Sharif rahmat and mercy for us. With the barakat of the Quran Sharif, have mercy upon us. My beloved Allah, cause us to be drenched in the rains of rahmat of this Mubarak night. It is the 29th night, it is the month of Ramadan, and it is the completion of the Quran Sharif. My beloved Allah, so many young brothers, old people, little children, so many of them who have been fasting, my beloved Allah, from the beginning of the month. How much of istighfar and tawbah and tilawat so many have made. How much, my beloved Allah, effort so many have made on the purification of their hearts. They have all raised their hands before you now, my beloved Allah. You are watching us this very moment, my Allah. You are watching us. There is no question of you not seeing that our hands are raised before you, that our hearts are filled with shame, that our hearts are filled with remorse, that our hearts are filled with regret, that our hearts, my beloved Allah, we are ashamed of the negligence that we have shown. We are ashamed of the life that we have spent We are ashamed of the time of our life that is gone. My beloved Allah, you are aware of the thoughts that are crossing our minds. But my beloved Allah, what we also know is that it is the 29th night, and it is one of the last of the odd nights of this Mubarak month of Ramadan. Oh my beloved Allah, when your mercy knows no bounds and no limits, the doors of your maghfirat are open. Cause us to be drenched in the rains of rahmat that are pouring. My beloved Allah, cause us to be drenched in the rains of rahmat that are pouring. Wash away all the dirt and the filth from our hearts, my Allah. Remove the rust from our hearts. My Allah, remove the darkness from our hearts. Create nur of hidayat in our hearts. My beloved Allah, fill our hearts with your muhabbat and with your love. Fill our hearts with your muhabbat and your love. Ya Allah, accept our fasting of this Mubarak month. Accept our tilawat of the Quran Sharif. Accept our zikrullah. Ya Allah, accept our duas. Oh my beloved Allah, accept our istighfar and tawbah. Accept our charities. Accept our zakat. Ya Allah, accept whatever little broken efforts we may have made. Ya Allah, with the barakat of the completion of the Quran Sharif. Ya Allah, make a decision of khair for us. Ya Allah, make a decision tonight, my Allah. This is the last of the odd nights. We don't know whether we will see another 29th night in our lives. My beloved Allah, even we haven't been able to board the other flights. Ya Allah, this is the last of the odd night flights. My beloved Allah, take us on this flight. Ya Allah, connect us with you. Take us up from the farsh and connect us with your arsh, my Allah. Hame farsh se utha kar arsh par pohunchha de, mere Allah. Give us such a bond with you, that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you. My beloved Allah, nafs and shaitan have ganged up against us. They want to see us destroyed. They want to see us destroyed, my Allah. They want to drag us down the gutters of embarrassment and disgrace and humiliation. My beloved Allah, nafs and shaitan, our declared enemies, protect us from the attacks of nafs and shaitan. Protect us, my beloved Allah. Protect our iman. Protect our Islam. We are living in a very, very vicious time, my beloved Allah. We are being attacked by storms of fitnas from our right and our left. Storms of fitnas from in front of us and behind us. Storms of fitnas, my Allah, pouring from the satellites above us. In which direction do we go, my Allah? We are being lashed by different storms from all around. There is no one that we can turn towards except you. Our life lies in your control. Our health in your control, our wealth in your control, our sight, our hearing and speech in your control, our heart, liver and lungs in your control, the ground on which we walk is in your control, my Allah. It is not in the control of any power of this world. If you shake the ground, there's no power that can stop it. Therefore, my beloved Allah, we are turning towards you. You are the supreme being, my beloved Allah. You are our Khaliq, you are our Malik. You are our Khaliq, you are our Malik. You are Rahman, you are Rahim. You are Rahman, you are Rahim. You are Sattar, you are Ghaffar. My beloved Allah, you are Sattar, you are Ghaffar. How much of our sins you have concealed in this world. My beloved Allah, if you had to expose all our sins before the people, they would have been spitting on our faces. Ya Allah, it is your ihsan that you concealed our sins from people. Ya Allah, just as you conceal so much of our sins in this world, conceal it forever and ever, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, our sins are more than the grains of sand on earth, if our sins are more than the raindrops that fall from the skies, if our sins are more than your entire creation put together, Ya Allah, your forgiveness is so vast, that just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness, oh my beloved Allah, just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away the sins of mankind. Ya Allah, tonight make a decision of complete reformation and change in our lives. Ya Allah, bless us with all the barakat and rahmat and mercy. Ya Allah, our lives have become very, very tightened and narrowed because of our sins. We are full of anxieties and worries and problems. Oh my beloved Allah, the entire ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam throughout how the world is going through great amount of harassment and suffering, persecution and torture. Oh my Allah, so much of indiscriminate bombing. Ya Allah, so much of innocent lives are being taken, so much of injustice, tyranny and oppression. But my beloved Allah, we believe that everything is in your control. Therefore we are turning towards you to remove the difficulties and hardship and suffering of the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Remove the difficulties of all mankind around the globe, my Allah. Remove the conditions of AIDS. Remove the conditions of famine and drought. My beloved Allah, remove all the other difficulties that man is facing. Ey mere Allah, ey mere Rahim, Kareem, Allah, Allah, tujhe chhod ke hum gande jaye kaha, tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi, tere siwa koi hamara nahi, mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye. Gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye. Gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. Bahr-e-ulfat ka kinara chahiye. Bahr-e-ulfat ka kinara chahiye. Dar tumhara sar hamara chahiye. Dar tumhara sar hamara chahiye. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my Rahim Allah, cause the ocean of Noor to flow in our hearts. My beloved Allah, change the direction of our lives. We have gained nothing through sins except anxieties, worries and problems. My beloved Allah, our children have become disobedient. Our whole lifestyles have caused so much of problem in our lives. My beloved Allah, those whose children have gone on to drinks and drugs and vices and evils, bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Ya Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. We are sick, my beloved Allah. We are spiritually sick and we are physically ill. Who else is there to give cure from all ailments and diseases except you, my beloved Allah? Ya Allah, give us shifa from all our sicknesses and ailments. We know that sometimes sicknesses can be a rahmat and a mercy for those pious and righteous ones. But we are not in that caliber and of that category, my beloved Allah. We are your sinful servants. And even for those whom it is a rahmat and a mercy, change it to the rahmat of good health. My beloved Allah, those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal risk and sustenance. Oh my beloved Allah, due to the economic condition in this country, so many people are suffering financial difficulties and problems. With your fazal, with your kindness, my Allah, remove their suffering. Save them from going to the banks and borrowing on interest and paying on interest. My beloved Allah, give us from your unlimited treasures. There is no shortage in your treasures, my beloved Allah. Those who are on journeys, make them reach the destination safely. Those who have gone for Umrah, make the Umrahs maqbool and mabroor. Those who are planning for Hajj, remove all obstacles from their path. Make their Hajj easy and maqbool, my beloved Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, become ours and make us yours. Agar ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera to sab mera, falak mera, zami meri. Oh my Rahim, Kareem, Allah, Allah. Koi mujhse puche, main kya mangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. Koi mujhse puche, main kya mangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. Wo ho jaye mera, main ho jaau uska, yahi raat din main dua mangta hu.
यही रात दिन में दुआ मांगता हूँ. All life someone has to ask me, what is this you are begging all the time? I will say, I'm begging that my Allah must become mine. I'm asking Allah from Allah, that He become mine and I become His. Oh my beloved Allah, if you are ours, the kingdoms will be ours. Everything will work in our favor. If you are not ours, nothing will be ours. Ey mere Allah, ek din marna hai, akhir maut hai. We have to leave this world one day. Our tight-fitting clothes will be sliced with the scissors by Allah. We will not be able to see. We will not be able to listen. Will not be able to speak anymore. Our hands, which were touching so much of haram, will not be able to touch anymore. Our lips, which were kissing so much of haram, will be able to kiss no more. Our eyes, which were gazing at so much of haram, which will be able to gaze no more. We will see the angels of death, my Allah. Oh, my Rahim, Kareem Allah. Our clothes will be removed, our watches will be removed, our glasses will be removed, the ladies' bangles and jewelry will be removed. Water will be poured above our body. We will be moved backwards and forwards, right and left. Not a single word we will be able to utter. Ya Allah! Before that time comes, let us pour the water of Tawbah above our hearts. Before that time comes, that we are given the garment of kafan, let us put the garment of taqwa above our hearts. Mere Allah, ek din qabr mein jaana hai. Qiyamat day we have to answer for our doings. Don't let us be an embarrassment in the presence of all the other ummatis. Oh, my most beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rahim, don't let us be the embarrassment. Ya Allah, when somebody is arrested in this world for his court appearance, he tries to cover his face. He's ashamed that people would see him, photographers would photograph him. Where are we going to hide our faces, my Allah? Where are we going to hide our faces? Ab to raham kar le. Ab to raham kar le. Ab to maghfirat kar de. Make a decision, my Allah. Accept this entire majma' and whoever has raised his hands or her hands this part of the night. Aaj hum sabko qubool kar le. Faisla kar de. Make a decision, my Allah. Make a decision. Nobody is going to question you that why you forgave those major sinners in the Masjid al-Noor when they raised their hands before you. Koi poochne wala nahi hai. Nobody is going to ask you, my Allah. Aaj raat hamare liye faisla kar de. Make a decision, my beloved Allah. There's nobody that's going to question your decision. Ya Allah, make a decision of khair for us. Bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Let the remaining 11 months of our lives, if we have to have life, be such that they are the most beautiful days of our life. My beloved Allah, the life that we spent in negligence and neglect and ghaflat is gone. We can't bring a single second back. But the life that remains, my Allah, make it the best. Make it the life that is pleasing to you. Ya Allah, when the time of our death comes, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, gambling den, popping drugs in our mouths, watching some filthy movie on the television screen, or some filth on the internet site, or in adultery or fornication, or any kind of haram. Angel of death is not going to warn, my beloved Allah. So many people left this world suddenly, suddenly, suddenly. When the time of our departure comes, take us to Madina Tayyiba. Tamanna hai ke gulzare Madina ab watan hota.
وہاں کے گلشنوں میں اپنا بھی کوئی چمن ہوتا، بسر اب زندگی اپنی دیار قدس میں ہوتی، وہی جیتا وہی مرتا وہی گور و کفن ہوتا، وہی گور و کفن ہوتا. شہر محبوب ہوگا جہاں بھی کہیں، عاشقوں کا سنا ہے وہی ہے وطن. پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں، کاش ہوتا مدینے میں میرا وطن. یا اللہ رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، all his life he made duas for us. How much he begged for us, how much he cried for us, how much of his blood and tears were shed for us. We have shown no appreciation, my Allah. Ya Allah. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless our parents, our wives and children, brothers and sisters, family members and ummat with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Unite the hearts of parents and children, husbands and wives, brothers and sisters, family members and ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you are well aware. We cannot see into the hearts of people. We don't know what desires and tamanna is in their hearts. But you are seeing, my Allah. You know. Therefore, whosoever has raised his or her hand before you in this Mubarak night, in this Mubarak month of Ramadan, after the completion of the Quran Sharif in Taraweeh, Ya Allah, fulfill their good wishes, good desires and aspirations. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering, the problems, the tests and the trials of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. Ya Allah, with your fazl and your kindness, remove their pain, suffering, difficulties and hardships. Ya Rabbi.
Ya Rabbi.
وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا مولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.